In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economic Service and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In upland cotton, USDA is now putting the crop at just a little over 18 million bales, which is up about 600,000 bales from what their number was in October. You know, if we look at where we were last month, really the big change is Texas. Last month, they were calling for a crop of 7.5 million bales out of Texas. Now they've got that crop at 8.1 million bales. A few other adjustments that were to a lesser extent in some of the other regions. Probably the one of note going the other direction is the fact that they did lower the Tennessee yield by about 150 pounds per acre, and so that lowered Tennessee's crop.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If you look at the southeast, no big changes. We actually saw a little bit of an increase in Georgia, also some increase in North Carolina and Virginia. South Carolina and Alabama stayed largely unchanged. As a whole, you would see a little bit of an increase coming out of the southeast. In the west, some minor adjustments generally to the upside. California came up about 30,000 bales as well as they increased the yield a little bit in the west. The ALS picture got a little bit brighter as well. Again, most of that production is located in California, and now they're calling for an ELS crop in California of 750,000 bales, and last month that number was put at about 720,000 bales.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The latest estimate they had was put out back on the 4th, and at that point in time, they said 65% of the U.S. cotton crop was harvested. So it's actually moving, in general, moving along at a good pace. On average, we would expect just under 60% to be harvested, so we're a little bit better than average at this point.